people with intellectual and developmental disabilities like autism have been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus pandemic. They're at higher risk of dying from COVID-19, and many have suffered because of the increased social isolation. Yet, they're among the last groups to get vaccinated under North Carolina's new vaccine plan. As WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports, that has some advocates in the state upset.
Andy Strunk of Monroe won't wear a mask, but it's not because the 30-year-old is trying to make a political statement. It's because he has autism. His mother, Ruth Singer Strunk, explains.
He has sensory issues which prevent him from often going certain places, wearing certain articles of clothing, and definitely wearing a mask.
Andy's sister Hannah also has autism, but she does wear a mask and attends school virtually.
She really didn't understand it, and she really still doesn't understand it. She has minimal communication abilities, so communicating through Zoom is not her strength, even though she loves the computer. So it's been trying to explain this to either one of the children is incredibly difficult.
Singer Strunk says a handful of caregivers rotate in and out of her house to help her and her husband take care of Andy and Hannah. She worries that the caregivers, who often work with more than one family, will get COVID-19 and spread it to her kids.
I am so trepidatious of that exposure coming into this house and them getting really seriously critically ill. It keeps me awake at night.
Because Andy and Hannah struggle to communicate, Singer Strunk says figuring out whether they have COVID-19 symptoms is difficult. People with intellectual and developmental disabilities are 3 times more likely to die from COVID-19, according to a recent analysis by Fair Health of nearly 468,000 private insurance claims. A study in the UK found that people with Down syndrome, one of the major known causes of intellectual disability, are 5 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19 and 10 times more likely to die than the general population. Singer Strunk is well aware of these figures, so she was worried and upset when North Carolina changed its vaccine plan last month. Before, people who have chronic conditions that make them more likely to get seriously ill with COVID-19 could get vaccinated in what was then called Phase 2. Now, in the new plan, they've been bumped to Group 4. The state and federal government have been vaccinating some people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but only if they live in long-term care facilities. A spokeswoman for North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services says in an email that the state's new vaccine groups line up with guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Right now, it's vaccinating groups 1 and 2, healthcare workers and people 65 and older. Next, it'll move to group 3, frontline essential workers. The DHHS spokeswoman says that group includes a high proportion of people with high-risk chronic conditions and who have a high risk of exposure. Melinda Plew says the change is unfair. She's with the ARC of North Carolina, an organization that advocates for and offers services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
We know it's not going to happen overnight, but right now what we know is that people aren't even going to be allowed to make an appointment for months. And then it'll be a couple months after that. And there's just, you know, we can't wait.
Plew says she knows vaccine doses are limited, but she wants the state to make people with intellectual and developmental disabilities a priority. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.